Before God created civil government, He created family. Before He created even the church, God created family. Families play a vital role in training the next generation. Commit today to nurturing and supporting families, especially your own. Families that are committed to God and each other can play a vital role in transforming our churches, cities, states, and nation.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are continuing our sermon series on how the church, how we, the Church of Jesus Christ, can end abortion and protect every innocent human life. And today we're going to explore a question: what will happen if or when Roe versus Wade is overturned? And there is speculation that Roe versus Wade will be overturned based on a leaked brief from or a leaked majority decision or presumed majority decision in the Dobbs case, that if that leaked document holds true and is the majority decision, Roe will be overturned. And there are many people that believe that abortion will end if Roe versus Wade is overturned. We're going to look at this and look at what will happen in several of the states. And really, it will return to a state-by-state basis, and it will not, the law will not be the same at every state. As we talk about this, though, I'm mindful that there are people listening, people watching, that have participated in abortion. In fact, based on statistics, a third of the people listening to this sermon or watching this sermon actually have been involved in an abortion, either having an abortion, having had an abortion, or having paid for an abortion, having coerced someone to, or maybe even quote-unquote forced or pressured someone to have an abortion. Maybe it was a child you fathered that you didn't want to take care of, or a child that you were the mother and didn't want to take care of or didn't feel like you could take care of. Maybe this was your grandchild that you felt needed, that your child wasn't ready to raise a child, so you actually advocated for the death of your grandchild through abortion. And quite often when we broach this subject, when we talk about this subject, quite often what happens is some of the people that have been involved in abortion in the past realize that they have sinned. And we know that when we have sinned, that we can actually turn to Jesus Christ and confess our sins before Him, and Jesus is then able to forgive us of our sins and set us free from that sin and release us to actually be obedient to God and to set us free from the guilt and the bondage and that constant sorrow of realizing that we have sinned, that we fell short of God's glory, and even participated in the death of our own child or the death of our own grandchild. And yet there are other people who want to ignore the sin, want to act like it didn't exist, want to forget that they participated in this, and don't want to bring it up, don't want to face reality. They want to justify their actions. They want to say, well, I was not able. I was not old enough. I was not mature enough. I couldn't take care of a child. God will understand. And want to actually hide and act like this didn't happen. And the fact that we are talking about abortion brings this memory back. And so I am calling and asking you to realize, if you have participated in an abortion in the past, to realize that what you did is a sin, but to also realize that Jesus died on the cross to forgive you of your sins. Confess your sin to Him. Cry out to Him and allow God to set you free from that sin so that you can be set free and so that you can minister to others. Now, we're going to actually look at what will happen to, on a state-by-state basis, after, if or when Roe is overturned. Six states, and this is, according to abort73.com, six states have enacted trigger laws, which would automatically ban abortion within the state should Roe versus Wade be reversed. Those states are Arkansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Nine states have similar legislation in process, some of which actually has been passed since this was written. Alabama, Georgia, Indiana, Missouri, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Washington. Seven other states still have old abortion laws on the books, which would theoretically go into effect after Roe's reversal. Arizona, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mexico, Rhode Island, West Virginia, and Wisconsin. Three states have gone the other way. New York, Vermont, and Illinois passed laws which would keep abortion legal even in the absence of Roe. Finally, seven states passed early abortion bans in 2019. Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, and Ohio. Because these bans are in defiance of federal mandate, they are essentially unenforceable. But they could wind up forcing the Supreme Court to, again, revisit Roe versus Wade. Most of the 2019 abortion bans prohibit abortion after 6 weeks gestation. Alabama is the only state to ban abortion at all stages of pregnancy. Now, I will say that this is the latest information that is available based on abort73.com. Also, the analysis that these laws can't be enforced is the opinion of the writers of abort73.com. It is not my opinion, and it is not the opinion of Personhood Florida, which is an organization that is working to protect every innocent human life. Personhood Florida, our belief is that Roe should be defied, that it is bad legislation, it was a bad decision by the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court does not have the right to actually legislate from the bench, which is really what happened with Roe versus Wade. We also point to several examples of where states are already defying the federal government, namely with medical marijuana, and in some states even recreational marijuana, both of which are illegal at the federal level. But what is happening is states, including the state of Florida, have determined that we are going to allow, in fact, even by the voters, the citizens, the majority, more than the majority, a supermajority, more than 60% of the voters voted to actually allow medical marijuana in the state of Florida in violation of a federal law. Roe versus Wade isn't even a federal law. It's just an opinion of the Supreme Court. Also, one thing that we would like to, that I would point out as well, is that there are other decisions, previous decisions of the Supreme Court that have been egregious. And one of those was the Dred Scott decision, where the Supreme Court ruled that a man, that one human being can own another human being. Also, the Supreme Court in Buck versus Bell ordered that a black woman could be forcibly sterilized, in the words of the Supreme Court, because three generations of imbeciles is enough. It was argued that there had been three generations of imbeciles, and this woman was one of the imbeciles, and that her child would also be an imbecile, so she should be forcibly sterilized. And this was actually, black women were forcibly sterilized based on this Supreme Court decision. And by the way, in the previous decision that we were talking about, the Dred Scott decision, Abraham Lincoln ignored that decision and actually even issued the Emancipation Proclamation. And we know that slaves are now no longer in America can someone legally own someone else. Buck versus Bell is an interesting case because that's the three generations of imbeciles case. That decision was never overturned by the Supreme Court. Yet it's not practiced today. If Roe versus Wade is quote unquote the law of the land, then Buck versus Bell would also be the law of the land. Yet no one in their right mind would stand up and say, well, three generations of imbeciles is enough, so we can forcibly sterilize black women so that their children, so that they don't have imbeciles as children. And we can actually practice this today. No one in their right mind would rule that, or would say something like that. Why? Because they would be, it's ludicrous to make that assertion. We view Buck versus Bell, the decision, as reprehensible. We view Dred Scott decision as reprehensible as well. With Dred Scott, we have actually a constitutional amendment that actually determines and shows very clearly that even people of African descent have a right, that they are persons and have the right to life and the right to liberty, the same right that someone from European descent would have. Yet with Buck versus Bell, there is no constitutional amendment to show that women, black women, cannot be forcibly sterilized. Yet because all of society, really, the majority in society, view this decision as reprehensible, it's not something that is enforced in our day and age. One day, Roe versus Well will be seen as being reprehensible. One day, we will look back on Roe versus Wade as one of the worst decisions by the Supreme Court in its history, a decision that really had even greater travesty and greater consequences on our country than the Dred Scott decision and the Buck versus Bell, because at least slaves, as reprehensible as slavery is, and this is not in defense of slavery, we are opposed to slavery because we are created in God's image. Because we're created in God's image, every human being should have the right to life, should have the right to liberty, should have the right to own possessions, should have the right to, in Buck versus Bell, have children and reproduce. This is something that every human being should have. Why? Because we're created in God's image. This is also why every human being, including preborn children, should have the right to life. Yet with abortion, the affected human, the victim, is not just enslaved. The victim is actually killed. The victim actually has her arms and legs ripped off, her torso ripped to pieces, and her skull crushed as she's being removed from her mother's womb. And so abortion has actually had a greater impact. 66 million preborn children have been slaughtered in our country by safe, quote unquote, safe legal abortion. But none of these abortions, even the abortions where the baby survives, none of those abortions have been safe. And really, based on the Constitution that gives the right to life, and or not just gives, but recognizes that God has given us all the right to life, that based on the fact that we are created in God's image, every single human should be protected. Now, when we look at another website, and this is a website called reproductiverights.org, they have a post up there or an article, "What If Roe Fell?" And they list actually states where abortion would expand. There are some states where abortion would expand, some states where abortion would be protected. The right to kill your own child through abortion would be protected. Some states where abortion would not be protected. And then other states that they determine are hostile toward the right to abortion, the right to, and when we say right here, that's their terminology. There is no constitutional right to abortion. Abortion is taking the life of a human being created in God's image and should never be tolerated. And we should never think that we have the right to take someone else's life when that person is innocent, has not done anything deserving of death. So in their category, they first list expanded access. There are 8 states in the expanded access category. In these states, the right to abortion is protected by state statutes or state constitutions. And other laws and policies have created additional access to abortion care. In other words, in these states, abortion will be legal in some cases where it isn't legal presently. In other words, in these states, abortion rights will actually expand, and those are California, Connecticut, Hawaii, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington. The protected states, moving across the spectrum, there are 14 states and the District of Columbia in the protected category, meaning that the right to abortion is protected by state law, but there are limitations on access to care. Alaska, Colorado, Delaware, the District of Columbia, Florida, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Montana, Nevada, and Rhode Island. Notice that Florida is listed in that list of states that will protect a woman's right to have to pay an abortionist to rip her baby limb from limb, in other words, to execute her preborn child. The not protected status. There are 3 states and 2 territories in the not protected category. In these states, abortion may continue to be accessible, but would be unprotected by state and district law. In some of these states, it is unclear whether the legislature would enact a ban if Roe is limited or reversed, but concern is warranted. New Hampshire, New Mexico, Puerto Rico, U.S. Virgin Islands, and Virginia. And then they list the hostile states. Finally, there are 25 states, nearly all of which are situated in the central and southern part of the country, and three territories that we characterize as hostile, meaning they would immediately prohibit abortion entirely. These states and territories are extremely vulnerable to the reversal of old abortion laws or the enactment of new ones, and none of them has legal protection for abortion. And they are Alabama, American Samoa, Arizona, Arkansas, Georgia, Guam, Idaho, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, North Carolina, North Dakota, the Northern Mariana Islands, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. So there you have it, one from the state of the condition or what would happen in states after Roe is overturned, if Roe is overturned, when Roe is overturned, based on the pro-life side. You also have it from the pro-abortion side. In the state of Florida in 2021, we're actually working on the state stats this week to release them to the pro-life community. In the state of Florida in 2021, 79,648 human beings, innocent human beings, innocent and human beings that are defenseless, incapable of defending themselves, lost their lives to abortion in the state of Florida. And next year, if Roe versus Wade is overturned this year, next year, we will likely see, in fact, even this year, we will likely see even more babies killed. And it is very possible that women from other states where abortion may be illegal or restricted greatly may actually come to Florida to kill their preborn child. Moreover, one of the things that we have to deal with in the state of Florida and will need to be dealt with in other states as well, is that many of the laws that have been passed that have been promoted by pro-life, pro-family organizations as pro-life laws actually will legalize abortion in certain circumstances. What do I mean? Well, we just recently passed a law in the state of Florida that says that prohibits abortion after 15 weeks gestation. That law does have an exception for the life of the mother, which means that in a case of an emergency, one doctor can actually determine that a mother's life is in danger and that it is an emergency and that she needs to have an abortion to protect her life. Now, let me tell you, if in the case of abortion, the abortionist will be the one that makes that determination, that the abortionist will be that one doctor in that quote unquote case of emergency. This is a loophole that allows for innocent human beings to be killed. Also, there's another loophole, and that's when there's a diagnosis of a fatal fetal anomaly. Now, we know in the state of Florida, third trimester abortions are illegal, yet there is one abortion clinic that actually advertises that they perform third trimester fatal fetal anomaly abortions. In other words, they're going to, if you need an abortion and you're in the third trimester, you can come to them and you will be diagnosed as having a fatal fetal anomaly and can then get an abortion. We also have rules. The year before, we actually passed legislation. Last year, we passed legislation in the state of Florida that said that a young girl, a minor, needs to seek permission or notification or permission from consent from her parents to have an abortion. So if the parents consent, that law legalizes abortion. Also, there's a bypass, a judicial bypass, that she can actually go to a judge and get the judge to approve the abortion if she doesn't want to come to her parents and get their consent. We also have an ultrasound requirement that an ultrasound needs to be made available. Well, as long as an ultrasound is made available, that law actually legalizes abortion. There are 24-hour waiting period laws. Well, if you wait 24 hours, then you can kill the baby. You can have an abortion. So all of these laws that are meant to protect innocent human life will now be in a place where they're actually legalizing and allowing abortion. If we're serious about protecting every innocent human life, we're going to have to wipe these pro-life laws off the books, because every innocent human being should be protected, and that includes every single preborn child in the womb. There is never a reason, there's never a reason why we should be legally kill innocent human beings in the womb. Let us work to protect every innocent human life in the state of Florida. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
You've been listening to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Join us each Sunday morning for The Lighthouse. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, visit www.covenanttabernacle.com, where you can give us feedback and make a donation.
Before God created civil government, he created family. Before he created even the church, God created family. Families play a vital role in training the next generation. Commit today to nurturing and supporting families, especially your own. Families that are committed to God and each other can play a vital role in transforming our churches, cities, states, and nation. With the help